This weekend we celebrate the great feast of Pentecost. We think about the coming of the Holy Spirit in the third glorious mystery of the Rosary. It's also in the Apostles' Creed, the eighth article of the Creed, I believe in the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit came to the Apostles, he came in the form of tongues of fire. The tongues is an outward manifestation of the inward workings of grace. We think about fire. Fire illumines. Fire warms. Fire purifies. So the Holy Spirit illumines our mind with the light of faith. The Holy Spirit kindles the fire of charity in our hearts. And also the Holy Spirit purifies our heart from sin. The form of tongues is to remind us that the Holy Spirit gave eloquence to the apostles. The Holy Spirit also gave them the gift of languages. The Holy Spirit allowed the apostles to give life because of the preaching of St. Peter on Pentecost Sunday. 3,000 people converted and became believers of Christ and were baptized. We find out that the Holy Spirit gathered people from different backgrounds and languages. It's a contrast of the tower in the book of Genesis. When the people built the tower, they were scattered and they were confused. They were speaking different kind of languages. They were scattered. But now the Holy Spirit gathered the people from all backgrounds and languages to become one community, the community of the Church. In the Old Testament time, the Feast of Pentecost is to celebrate harvest, but also to celebrate the giving of the law to Moses. Now the Holy Spirit is the one who helped us to keep the law of love, the law of Christ. That law of love is in our heart because of the Holy Spirit, but also the harvest of souls because of love, because of the charity of Christ. I would love to share with you a story about a saint that is a bit closer to our time from the last century, actually, more than last century, from the 19th century, a humble nun who had great devotion to the Holy Spirit. She was a Carmelite nun. Her name is Blessed Mary, or Blessed Mary of Jesus Crucified. She was born in the year 1846 and died at the age of 32 in the year 1878. When her parents, before she was born, they had 12 babies, but all 12 babies died in infancy. So the parents, they really desired to have a child. And so they went to Bethlehem and prayed to Our Lady for a baby girl. And Our Lady interceded for them, and they had a baby girl. And that's why her name was Mary when she was born. 2 years later, God also gave the couple another little boy. But at the age of 3, Mary lost both of her parents in a few days. And her brother was adopted by an aunt on the mother's side, and she was adopted by an uncle at the father's side. In the year 1858, according to the custom of that time, because she was in the Middle East, her uncle arranged marriage for her. But she determined to consecrate herself to God. She would not go along with the marriage proposal. So her uncle was angry. And so he hired her out as a domestic servant and made sure that she would get the lowest and the meanest job to do. So at that time, there was a young man who was working with her, treat her quite well, and treat her as a friend, like a friend. But he had the intention to convert her to Islam. And so when Blessed Mary found out his intention, she declared that clearly, that she would not abandon the Catholic faith. The young man was extremely angry, so he actually cut her throat and dumped her in an alley. It was happening on the night of September 7 to 8 in the year 1858. Some years later, when she was a religious nun, she was obliged under obedience to tell what was going on that evening. And so Blessed Mary, she confessed that actually she died because the man cut her throat, and she saw herself really received by Our Lady, and the angels and the saints, they received her really kindly. And she also saw her parents. And then after that vision, she found herself in a grotto, and she was being looked after by a nurse dressed in blue. Later on, she realized that that nurse, the dress in blue, who helped her, was actually Our Lady. And so Our Lady predicted to her, saying, "You will never see your family again. You will go to France, where you will become a religious. You will be a child of St. Joseph before becoming a daughter of St. Teresa. You will receive the habit of Carmel in one house. You will make your profession in a second, and you will die in a third at Bethlehem." So she actually went to France and worked there. Later on, she became a daughter of St. Joseph. She joined the sister of St. Joseph of the Apparition. But after she joined the community, eventually she was dismissed by the community because she had so much mystical gifts from God. There was a lot of misunderstanding in the community, so she was being dismissed. So she joined the Carmelites, and she received the religious habit there. And then in the year 1870, with a group of Carmelites, they find a monastery in India, the second Carmelite convent that she was at, and she made her religious profession there. And then in the year 1875, she went to Bethlehem to start a new monastery there. And it was there in the year 1878, on August 21st, that she had an accident, that she fell. And she died a few days later on August 26th at the age of 32. And her last words were, "Oh yes, mercy." Now, Blessed Mary of Jesus Crucified, she was extremely humble. She called herself the little nothing. And she often said, "Everything passes here on earth. What are we? Nothing but dust. Nothingness. But God is so great, so beautiful, so lovable, and He is not loved." So she lamented that people didn't love God enough. She never went to school. She never learned how to read and write. But because of her close union with the Holy Spirit, she often would say something so profound and so helpful that she was able to give theological advice to many people. And she was an ardent promoter of devotion to the Holy Spirit. And she actually sent a message to Pope Pius IX complaining that in the church there is not enough devotion to the Holy Spirit. And she pointed out that, you know, if the priests, if the seminarians have devotion to the Holy Spirit, they will be much more effective. So she ardently promoted to have greater devotion to the Holy Spirit in the church. And she composed a beautiful prayer to honor the Holy Spirit. And actually, I put that prayer, in the confirmation booklet this year for the confirmant. And the prayer goes something like this: "Holy Spirit, inspire me. Love of God, consume me. Along the true road, lead me. Mary, my good mother, look down upon me. With Jesus, bless me. From all evil, all illusion, all danger, preserve me." Blessed Mary of Jesus Crucified was beatified by Pope John Paul II himself, a person who have great devotion to the Holy Spirit. As you might know, John Paul II liked to pray the litany of the Holy Spirit every day. You know, the litany in the book composed by St. Louis Marie de Montfort about a consecration to Our Lady. She had that litany of the Holy Spirit in that book, and John Paul II prayed that litany every day. It's a good way to honor God, the Holy Spirit. But also thinking about, you know, including John Paul II and also our current Holy Father, Pope Francis, and also a number of popes in recent time, they are all men of great humility and prayer. And I think those are the two things that we see in Blessed Mary of Jesus Crucified, in Pope Francis, Pope John Paul, and many great leaders in the Church: prayer and humility. That we need to empty ourselves to let the Holy Spirit fill our heart. We need to be humble to listen to the Holy Spirit. We need to pray to be connected with the Holy Spirit. So I encourage you to foster these two important virtues, humility and prayer, every single day, so that every single day we can open to the Holy Spirit. And if we open to Him, He will work wonderful things in our lives, just as He did in the lives of Blessed Mary of John Paul II, whose birthday is actually today. John Paul II's birthday is on May 18. He was born in the year 1920. So we ask this wonderful blessed to intercede for us in heaven, that we can really open our heart to the Holy Spirit by humble prayer and also by ardent love for Jesus.